This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, November 4th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Ethanol plant operators are heavily funding a campaign to protect a new South Dakota law they believe will ease the construction of a carbon dioxide pipeline across the state. That ballot measure, referred to as Law 21, will preserve or nullify the new law allowing counties to require a dollar a foot surcharge on a carbon dioxide pipeline for any tax year the operator receives a credit. Revenue is dispersed as tax revenue to property owners in the county. The measure comes as Summit Carbon Solutions has continued to fight legal and regulatory battles over the last several years to proceed with its plans to build a 2,500-mile pipeline through five states, including South Dakota. The project would collect carbon from 57 ethanol plants and move it to a storage site in North Dakota. But the company has struggled to earn approvals from landowners and state agencies. Well, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers is keeping an eye on several state ballot initiatives in tomorrow's election. Kip Eideberg says state initiatives are important to the industry.
And we've been tracking, issues and initiatives related to infrastructure investments in innovation funds that will help, in many cases, our customers invest in the latest technologies, whether it's on the agriculture or the construction side. We've been tracking initiatives meant to rein in some of the regulatory overreach that we've seen in some states across the country. And we've been encouraged that there are several states that are considering further tweaking their tax codes to make it more advantageous for equipment manufacturers to, invest in their operations, open up new production facilities, hire more people.
Eideberg says machinery sales have suffered in the climate of low commodity prices, high interest rates, and challenged trade.
Well, we have certainly seen, a downturn in the sale of farm equipment. Tractor sales for the month of September decreased about 19% compared to the year before, and about 13.5 year to date, according to our most recent data. We've also seen sales of combines fall during the month of September, dropping just north of 40% compared to 2023 and 21.5% on the years.
Eideberg is hoping for improvement after tomorrow's ballot results.
We're seeing a downturn, but it is cyclical. We certainly expect things to pick back up again once we get through the election. Interest rates keep coming down, and we get the certainty that a farm bill will bring both the farmer and the manufacturer.
While the election is critical, Eideberg says the industry needs a farm bill from the lame duck session.
It's going to depend to a certain degree on whether or not Congress can get a farm bill done, or at least make meaningful progress on a farm bill between now and the end of the year. That is really, the biggest storm cloud on the horizon for not just American farmers, but agricultural equipment manufacturers. I mean, we are staring down an economic disaster if Congress continues to kick the farm bill down the road and refuses to take action. I don't mean to sound dramatic, but without the farm bill and the certainty that it brings, the whole agriculture economy is going to be in for a rough time.
Eideberg is this week's guest on Open Mic. It's available now at www.agripulse.com. Estimates surrounding crop production in Brazil are growing. In its latest reading, StoneX forecast the 24-25 soybean crop at an estimated 166.2 million metric tons. That's up from 165 million previously. First crop corn output seen up to 24.8 million metric tons. Total corn production at 128.5 million. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 24th through 29th in San Antonio, Texas. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register at annualconvention.fb.org/register. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.